Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I should say Happy New Year and welcome to The Short Stuff, huh, Chuck? It's 2020.
It is. We're living in the future.
Yes. Well, I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and there is guest producer JJ over there, and we're all living in the future. 2020.
Time's flying.
I've got my jetpack, mm-hmm. my flying car.
Sweet.
And time's flying. Chuck, do you know why it's flying?
Hold on. You see this pill on my plate? I'm about to add water to it to make it into a Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, I thought it was a pot roast dinner.
Yeah, exactly. It always was pot roast, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really is. But Thanksgiving, that's a close second for sure as far as future food pills go.
Okay, I just had it. Delicious.
Was it? Did it have any kind of blueberry dessert like Willy Wonka?
Yeah, that was a compote.
Nice. So you said something. You said time flies or time's flying. I agreed time's flying. And then I asked you why time is flying. You didn't answer, so I'm going to answer for you. It's because we're aged.
Yes.
We're getting old, Chuck.
I know, dude.
As anyone who has ever gotten old knows, the older you get, the faster time goes, where you're just, you're working, and you lift your head up, and all of a sudden it's March, and then it's July, and then it's the holidays, and then it's the next March, and then the next July.
And then you die.
Pretty much, and you start to get a little panicky because you're like, wait a minute, these years are important, you know, I need to pay attention to them, but everybody knows that when you're a grown-up, you have so many more responsibilities than when you're a kid. Of course time's going to fly. The thing is, there seems to be objective evidence that time actually does speed up as you age relative to your experience. Like, subjectively, you experience time moving faster as you age, and that doesn't quite make sense.
Yeah, and there's this has always been an interesting concept to wrap my head around, because it's definitely something that you cannot avoid noticing as you get a little older.
Yeah.
There was one study done. I thought this was kind of interesting in the 90s. A psychologist named Peter Mangan.
You butchered that.
Peter Mangan.
There you go.
And he had 25 young people between 19 and 24. And then 15 older people between 60 and 80.
I'm sorry, real quick. I also saw that he had some middle-aged people, too, but go ahead.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Because that's a big jump.
Yeah.
To estimate a 3-minute time interval just by counting out loud.
Yeah. So he said, hey, you 16-year-old, count out 3 minutes, second by second, by going 1-1,000, 2-1,000.
Right. And so the younger set averaged 3 minutes and 3 seconds. They kind of nailed it. Mm-hmm. He went over to the older set. He woke them up.
Huh? What?
And they went, hey, what? 3 minutes and 40 seconds is what they averaged. So they were off by 37 seconds from the younger set. And, you know, basically thinking that 3 minutes had elapsed. And the thinking here is that, hey, your brain's internal clock runs slowly if you're older.
Right.
So, and this proves it.
Right. So, and that would mean that if your internal clock is running more slowly relative to the actual passage of time, then to you, it would seem like time is speeding up, because what you're counting off is way slower than what's actually going on, which would account for why it would seem like time speeds up as we get older, because it actually is relative to our own internal clocks.
Yeah, and there's a few ideas behind this. One is that our biological internal clocks do slow down. Our metabolism slows down.
Yeah.
Our breathing, our heartbeat. I listened to my daughter's heartbeat the other day. I put my ear to her chest because she did the same to me.
Huh?
And her heart was going, ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. And
sure.
We were just hanging out.
Right.
And she listened to mine, and it was like, beat. And it wheezed and farted between every beat.
That's great. Made like a cranky gear sound, too.
Yeah. So, and I heard hers, and I was like, did you just run a sprint? Like, what is going on?
Right.
And that really hit me. Like, it's different when you're a little kid.
Yeah. Kids' metabolisms are way faster. Their bodies are just operating way faster. And then as you age, all of these processes start to kind of level off and then slow down.
It's the ramp toward death.
Basically,
that's the exit ramp.
That's another way to put it. But the idea behind this is that there's this internal clock, not our circadian rhythm, which is, you know, how we know when to like wake up or eat or that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This is a separate internal clock that we actually measure time with. And it's theoretical. We've never found it. But they think that it's located in the striatum in the midbrain,
mm-hmm.
and that it uses internal and external cues to measure time. And one of the internal cues that it uses is something like heartbeat or breaths. And so if you're a kid and you're breathing faster and your heart's beating faster, time seems to pass more slowly because your clock is speeded up. It's the exact opposite of what would happen if those breaths and those heartbeats slow down as you age and your clock slows down. So it seems like time is speeding rather than going slowly.
Yeah, there's another idea. I mean, there's a lot to this, and it's probably all of these things combined.
Well, yeah, a lot of them do have to do with this brain's internal clock thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Another idea is that a child has so many new experiences every day. You know, you hear about a kid being a sponge, and everything is brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, you get to our age, and you have a job, and you live in a house, and you have a certain commute, and you do certain things, and you're walking the dog. It's like, it's a repetitive, in many cases, it's a repetitive circumstance of doing the same things over and over and over. So there's no newness there. And so all those new experiences aren't happening to us like they're happening to children. This one, I wonder if you did a test where you only experience new things still as an adult, mm-hmm. as if you were a child, mm-hmm. if that would counter the time is flying effect.
You would think it would. I don't know how you would test that, but, you know, that theory says
you'd have a lot of money, probably.
Yeah, for sure. Plus, also, it'd be like, whatever you're doing to test this, I want to do, because that sounds like a lot of fun.
Right.
But it's the idea is that you have, like, all of these. It requires more brain processing to process these novel stimuli rather than just letting life pass you by because it's all familiar.
Right.
And so kind of in the same way that your heart's beating faster and you're breathing more, it makes your clock run faster, and so time seems to pass more slowly. It's basically the same thing, but rather than heartbeat, it's processing new experience.
Yes.
And that also really kind of ties into this other thing that you do notice in addition to time passing more quickly when you age, is that it's easy to just kind of be in a rut as you age too, because there are so fewer experiences that are just brand new to you.
Yeah, we've done it all.
Just done it, seen it, done it.
All right, well, let's take a break. Let's go do something new.
Okay.
And we'll come back and see how that feels right after this.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
You've been looking for me, yeah?
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
These are the tales that shaped the nation.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
Then I told them they were drinking cyanide.
Featuring the voices of Wes Studi.
At least 4,000 people died on the trail.
Martin Starr.
President Nixon called me the most dangerous man in America.
Scott Hayes.
Next thing I know, I'm standing over the bodies of Baker Morton, my pistol smoking in my hand.
And Tristan Mack Wilds.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Starring Dan Fogler as the ferryman.
This is The Passage.
Listen to The Passage now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I feel great, Chuck.
I do, too. I feel like
we'll
a child.
We'll never be able to replicate that. We shouldn't even bother telling people about it because I don't think anybody could ever do it.
That's right.
Okay.
So one thing I did want to mention was the notion of, and this is something I've noticed from being a kid to being an adult, if you drive to a vacation, it always seemed as a kid like getting to the vacation happened really fast because maybe you were excited about things you were going to do. Or no. It seemed super slow when you were a kid because the anticipation and driving on the way home went super fast. That is reversed for me as an adult is when I drive to a vacation, it goes pretty fast because I'm super excited. But on the way home, it's a slog.
Right, because you know you're coming back to a recording session with me.
No, not that, but it's weird. A switch happens at some point.
Yeah, and I think that has to do with the same. Well, some of these theories suggest it has to do with the same thing. You are, actually, that would be kind of new and on its own, huh?
Yeah, I think it sort of flies in the face of that a little bit.
Yeah, because, yeah, I don't know what the answer is. I'm not even going to venture a guess.
All right.
What about this guy, Steve Taylor, who wrote a book called Making Time? He has a theory that basically because we become more familiar with everything as we go by, not only are there fewer experiences, new experiences to be had,
yeah,
but the experiences that we have over and over again become so familiar to us, they barely even register when they do happen.
Right.
Which makes time seem to pass even more quickly because we're processing less new information. It kind of ties into that that brain processing one. It's just it just kind of really drives home how grim adulthood is.
Yeah, and could be aided by the fact that you're not getting as many dopamine hits because this novel stimuli is not coming along as often.
Right. So that all ties back into that brain clock thing again too, which is the idea that when our part of our midbrain is learning to measure time, as it's doing that, it gets little hits of dopamine to help train it. Well, they found that your hits of dopamine decrease as you age, which also kind of correlates with the idea that time seems to go faster as we age, and our biological clocks seem to start to run slower. So they think that maybe us getting less dopamine is part of that internal clock slowing down thing.
Right. The thing that makes a lot of sense to me, and we're not going to get too in the weeds with what logarithmic scales are, but let's just say this. If you measure an earthquake on the Richter scale, that's a logarithmic scale, and it's not the same as a linear scale.
Right.
So if you jump from 10 to 11 on the Richter scale, it's like a 10-fold jump. It's not a 10% jump.
Right.
Is that good enough for that?
I think so. Yeah, it's great.
So I think this can apply to life, and this one makes a lot of sense because if you are a 10-year-old, then you've experienced 1 year is 10% of your life. So that's right. A big chunk.
Yeah.
But by the time you get to 20, it's only 5%, and we could keep going here, and it just gets more and more depressing as you go. But they basically are saying you should think of it in terms of this logarithmic scale as opposed to a linear scale. Because by the time you get to, 60, 70, 80 years old, that's a big chunk of your life that's gone by at that point.
Right. And so any new amount of time that goes by is proportional to the increasingly larger amount of time that has gone by.
Right.
And so if that's how we process and measure the time in our lifetime, then the longer you're alive, the longer it takes to seem like a lot of time has passed by. Like this guy, Christian Yates from University of Bath, he said the reason why the summer lasted so long, or it took so long for a birthday to come and a new one to come.
Yeah.
Is that year, if you're like five, like you're saying, that's like a fifth of your life.
Yeah,
one year is a fifth of your life. If you're 50, one year is a 50th of your life. So a year can just start to zip by and zip by and faster and faster the more you age. And he ended with something. He wrote a good article in The Conversation. So shout out to him for that one. But he basically said, for you to experience what seems to you is the same amount of time between the ages of 5 and 10 would require you to live from age 40 to age 80.
That's so depressing.
Proportionately speaking, it would be the same subjective experience of time for you.
Yeah, because occasionally I will think like, let's say I got 20 more great years left. And then I think, that's not much time. But then I think, man, from birth to age 20 was forever.
Yeah.
So I'm good. But that's not how it works.
Yeah, because 20 to 40 seem to zip by a lot faster than 0 to 20.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think they're on to something with that last one.
All right, so I'm thoroughly depressed now.
I am too. Let's go celebrate 2020, buddy. Actually, we don't need to be depressed. We need to take this as motivation to go really pay attention and be grateful for this year.
Live life.
Let's do it.
All right.
Short stuff out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.